Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening. Good evening.
Malachi, one of you.
Good evening. Good evening.
How
are you turning the volume up?
I am home.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
I want the volume up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
What's happening? We're having difficulties.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to do a roll call. Some of the numbers are not coming up, so I don't know who I have here. But is Miss Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mom?
Yes.
And Daddy Verner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
T Dot. Miss Williams.
Yes.
Okay, and who I did not call?
Hubert.
Auntie Care.
Hubert.
Yes, and I shalom everyone.
And
I
see Carrie.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Hubert, will you pick up reading in Genesis for me, please?
Okay. Okay. Genesis 43. I'll be reading from Genesis. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, yes sir.
Genesis 43. 15 through 26.
I don't want to see it on TV right now.
So the men got the gifts, took double their amount of money with them, and accompanied by Benjamin, were off on the way down to Egypt to present themselves to Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he told his head steward, take these men into the house and have an animal slaughtered and prepared, for they are to dine with me at noon. Doing as Joseph had ordered, the steward conducted the men to Joseph's house. But on being led to his house, they became apprehensive. It must be, they thought, on account of the money put back in our bag the first time that we are taken inside. They went to use it as a pretext to attack us and take our donkeys and seize us as slaves. So they went up to Joseph, his steward, and talked to him at the entrance of the house. If you please, sir, they said, we came down here once before to purchase food, to procure food. But when we arrived at the night encampment and opened our bag, there was each man money in the mouth of his bag. Our money in the full amount. We have now brought it back. We have brought other money to procure food with. We do not know who put the first one in our bag, but at ease, he replied, you have no need to fear. Your God and the God of your father must have put treasure in your bag for you. As for your money, I received it. With that, he led Simon out to them. The steward then brought the men inside Joseph's house. He gave them water to bathe their feet and got food for their donkeys. Then they sat at noon, for they had heard that they were to dine there. When Joseph came home, they presented him with the gifts they had brought inside while they bowed down before him to the ground. That's Genesis 43. Verses 15 to 26. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight, and may he have a blessing upon the reading of his word. Yahweh.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, and for all that you will do. Thank you for your protection. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Fill these airways with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy, would you do us the honor to lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes, I will. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible."
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go down the list here, and I have Miss Williams. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share with us the blood. And reference
Amen.
To the blood. Okay, God said to Moses and Aaron, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them each man a lamb for an house. It was to be a lamb without blemish, the most expensive one in the flock, nothing cheap or second rate. It was to be the best. Every house was to have a lamb, and that lamb would count for the whole house." There is tremendous truth here for Christian families. God wants to save entire families, and all Christians ought to claim the salvation of their household. Beginning in Exodus 12, begin with verse 7, we read this instruction. "They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts of the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come upon you or destroy you. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he see the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." And what the Lord is saying to us tonight is, the blood, if we have chosen Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the blood has been applied to our hearts, the blood of Jesus Christ, not the blood of animals, but the precious blood of Jesus. And when the evil one comes to devour anything that we have or own, he will not be able to do that because the blood sustains us, the blood protects us, and the blood keeps us. And this blood can be applied merely by saying, "I plead the blood in Jesus' name." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Auntie Dodd, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Daddy Vernon?
Yes.
Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I bring you Luke the 16th chapter. Start at the 19th verse. It must serve your compassion and generosity at the gate. And I'll be reading from the NIV. That was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day.
Mm-hmm.
At the gate was laid a beggar man, named Lazarus, covered with sores. No one who he was fed from the rich man's table. Even the dog came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angel carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torment. He looked it up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. Son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good thing, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comfort here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm have been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot. Nor can anyone cross over from here from there to us. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead go to them, they will repent. He said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophet, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. And look right upon that is, the rich man realized that he could not help his own condition, so he turned his attention to the family member who was still alive. In verse 27, the rich man immediately remembered loved ones, particularly five brothers whom he left behind. Perhaps that was a good model for them, and was in such regret that he begged Abraham with a personal plea to send Lazarus to them and warn them not to come to this place of torment. In verse 28, he did not want them to end up in the same place of torment and suffer as he did. Abraham again sought to stir up the rich man's memory. They have Moses and the prophet, he said. In verse 29, the brother will have many opportunities to hear and experience God's good. But the rich man, knowing his brother was like him, urged Abraham to peace and gladder, for surely they will make a change when they saw him. What better way to shock someone than to see someone who had returned from the dead with a message? In the moral of the story of the two men, they started out but the end different. Lazarus, he was taken to Abraham's bosom by the angel. And the rich man, he died and was buried. And he already was here when he lifted his eyes and saw Abraham, I mean, saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And that's where he remembered that he didn't do the thing he's supposed to do while they were living. The rich man had everything he wanted, all the rich in this. And Lazarus was full of soul, but he did have one something. That was the dog. The dog came and licked his soul. That was what got him comfort. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see here. Miss Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
We come from Psalm, the ninth chapter, and starting at the first to the fifth verse. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and praise and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sit on the throne, judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nation. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blocked out their name forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hey, thank you for that, Miss Allen. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read a little small chapter about understanding the seed, faith-giving. And the verse said, he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Sowing God's gospel seed and reaping a harvest, both for the individual and for the kingdom of God, are clearly taught throughout God's word. Sowing seed in God's word can bring an apartment turn and become multiplied 100 times in value. Decrease the need to be alert to the opportunity to sow financial seed in a soul-winning ministry, and open doors to plant a seed. Sowing opportunity occur often, so you need to watch for them. No matter what your financial condition is, you have something that you can multiply, but no one can find it but you. It is your harvest. It is your seed. When you help solve a problem for God's purpose and ministry, God solve a problem for you. That hidden bank account sometimes make up a thing that's just hanging around useless. Unusual. Still have value. Sow it. Sowing finances feed into God's kingdom will take your own finances further than anything else can. Once you discover a source, a ministry, harvest field to sow a seed, do it in faith. Obey the Lord. the joy of your countenance and attitude are immediately notable. Never hesitate when you are in a position to sow, because sowing seed into the gospel will help you win your financial war. There is nothing wrong with sowing a small seed if that is all you have, and it is the beginning point. God honors when you give out of your need. Don't miss any opportunity. However, your seed must be comparable to the harvest that you are sowing. If you sow small, you will still reap. But if you sow large, it is a large harvest. The size of the seed determines the size of the harvest. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Some scripture example of the man who gave all that he had for God's kingdom, the pearl of great price. Cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it after many days. Like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown, it is grown up and become greater than all the herbs. I will pour out throughout a blessing, and thou shalt not be room enough to receive it. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. He that goeth forth and reapeth, bringing precious seeds, shall doubtfully come again with rejoicing, bringing his shell with him. When you step out in faith and sow your best seed in a ministry, you will be amazed at the change that will happen in your finances and your spiritual prosperity. Empty your best into your presence. God's rewards are invisible. Every good seed that you have sown, an investment in God's ministry, it is going to grow and bear fruit. You have invested in restoring and helping others in the great harvest field of something worthwhile. Your financial sacrifice are not in vain. The Lord of the harvest will respond and produce a great miracle for you and for souls. God sees what you do. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelid try the children of men. Do not wait to sow your seed. Don't hesitate, especially in these times when we are told to go while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. In the morning, sow the seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether it shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let us be alert.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, actually, we had someone to join us. Do you want to identify yourself?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Your name?
My name is T.
T?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the program. Welcome to the program.
Yes,
okay,
I was calling just to see if I can get. Hello?
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes.
Yes, I was just calling to see if I can get some praise.
Okay, all right.
And a
just
prayer.
Stay on the line. Okay, stay on the line. And if you want to join in to share some good news with us, please feel free to do so. We're going to go on through the program, and you're more than welcome to hang in there. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Okay. Hubert?
Yeah. Tonight I'll be coming out of Psalms 9, Thanksgiving for the overthrow of hostile nations, 1-23. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will declare all your wondrous deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High, because my enemies are turned back, overthrown and destroyed before you. For you upheld my right and my cause, seated on your throne, judging justly. You rebuked the nation and destroyed the wicked. Their name you blotted out forever and ever. The enemies are ruined completely, forever. The remembrance of their cities you uprooted has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He judged the world with justice. He governs the people with equality. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in time of distress. They trust in you who cherish your name, for you forsake not those who seek you, O Lord. Sing praise to the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nation his deeds, for the avenger of blood have remembered. He has not forgotten the cry of the afflicted. Have pity on me, O Lord. See how I am afflicted by my foes. You have raised me up from the gates of death, that I may declare all your praises, and in the gates of the daughter of Zion, rejoice in your salvation. The nation are sunk in the pit they have made. In the snare they set, they put is caught. In passing sentence, the Lord is manifest. The wicked are trapped by the work of their own hands. To the netherworld, the wicked shall turn back, and the nation that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor shall the hope of the afflicted forever perish. Rise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nation be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nation know that they are but men. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you everyone for sharing the good news with us. And if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing. And Jessica Smith, Miss Wanda, Miss Allen, Uncle Oliver, Jermaine, Quentin, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sedaria, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tipman, Jerry and Terry, myself, Loretta, Michael and Denise Moody, the Waters family, Jordan and the Rako family, Lenny and family, Mr. Harrell, Valerie Crockett, the Norris family, Uncle Champ, Tanya, Kevin Avery, Cheryl, the Adams family, Eveline Holloway, Earlene Parker, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you cover us in the blood, for there is power in the blood of Jesus. Make us whole again. Give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you increase our faith, create in us a clean heart, and renew our mind. Dear Heavenly Father, you say to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Father God, we cast all our worries, our cares, and our concerns upon you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, this takes us right into our birthdays for the week of January 26th through February 1st. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
The whole thing, Grandma.
Okay, I don't have any on my list, so, but we do know it is someone's birthday. So, Ms. Williams, would you do us the honor to sing the birthday song?
I surely will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. All the year through, God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Okay, that takes us right into our praise, testimony, songs, or poems. So I'll just go around. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just pass. Let's see here. Daddy Verna, anything else you want to share with the group, a song?
Poem? I'm okay. I'm a paying a song to play. I got something in my mouth. I can sing right now. So
That's your tongue in your mouth.
Ooh. Okay. That's my lay for today.
Okay.
I'll be feeding a few to panic. I've about usually appear suddenly without forewarning. Your biggest mistake will usually happen during the first few moments of a satanic attack. Surprise is tragedy. Don't panic. Be still. Stop and listen carefully to the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. Time is your friend. Wait for the answer. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. In the word, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Sit yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judea and Jerusalem, fear not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. 2 Corinthians 20, chapter 17, verse. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the telephone is up here.
Hello?
Shalom, shalom.
What happened?
I don't know, call must have dropped or must have, I might be technical difficulty. Hold on.
Hello? Hello? Yeah?
Is that still here?
Okay, all right. Just hold on for a minute, everyone, to see where they get the lines back up, please. All right. In the meantime, I will go ahead on and play a song for my part of my praise to share. You know, the Lord say in Psalms 33, sing him a new song. Sing him a new song. So I have a little bit that I'm going to play for you all tonight. If y'all don't mind, please, stay tuned. You are now in the Mellow Family Hour of Prayer. Thank you very much. I want to be long, but we're working on a new song for the Lord. We need to be created as he is, reaching out into the deep, reaching up into the height, but with something new. Old things have passed away. Behold, we need to be creating a new life for us to live to and praising to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Will they come back through?
No.
What happened?
Don't know.
Okay.
Storms up here. We must have dropped. We must have dropped up here. I must have come through.
I'm still here.
I'm here.
Here, here.
I am here.
Go, Rabbit. Hello.
Yep, I'm still here.
No, you can have the right
now. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Yes.
Okay, please hold, please. Well, I imagine we can head on with it. I guess I have to take it from here. But anyone have any praise left on the line would like to take their turn now to express some praise and thanksgiving or thank him to the Lord for anything you like to share?
Yeah, I want to try. I'm going to sing a song.
All right. That's good. Right ahead. Your name?
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you, just now, he will save you, he will save you, just now. He is able, he is able, he is able, just now, he is able, he is able, just now, he is willing, he is willing, he is willing, just now, he is willing, he is willing, just now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Mom. I guess I'm experiencing some technical difficulty. I missed my call dropped, and I wasn't able to hear anything that was going on, but I praise God that you guys still hung in there and kept the program going. So I don't know who's next. Praise God, praise God. So whoever else wants to share something, a poem or a testimony, or may do so, just let us know who you are.
This is Mrs. Williams.
Uh-huh.
Do a follow-up with the blood. This is a song, but for fear that I might not be able to sing it, let me just read it as a poem.
Amen.
There is power in the blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to ring? I'm sorry, his praises to sing. There is wonderful power in the blood. And I would do this. Y'all bless me. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Okay, is there anyone else have something that they would like to share with the group? Okay, well, I have a poem I would like to share with the group. The poem is called A New Year to Put Jesus First. And this is by Margaret Gagel. We welcome the entrance of another new year. A time to take inventory is once again here. We count our successes. We remember failures, too. We desire to improve in everything that we do. Let's strive to be better servants for our Lord God and be a blessing to others as on life's road we trod. A new year to serve Jesus, for that we should rejoice. May he top our priority list. May serving him be our first choice. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Is there anything anyone else wants to share with the group before we go into our servant's prayer?
Well, I have
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I had told Teresa and my brother's daughter that I would ask you to put her husband, Tally, on the prayer list.
Tally
He's
on the prayer list?
Tomorrow for his heart.
Okay.
Thank All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I invited two friends of mine on the line, Miss T. Is you still there? Is Miss T still online? Yes, if you like
yes,
to share.
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's
okay.
Let's Ms. T.
Okay. Ms. T, did you want to share anything with the group tonight, or you just want to be a listener?
No, I wouldn't. I like to pass.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go right into our serenity prayer.
Well, rather, I also invited a Miss Gail on the line. Could you see whether or not she have anything to say? Miss Gail on the line?
Okay, Miss Gail? Miss Gail, are you there?
All right. Thank you very much. And I go ahead and continue, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mom, can you lead us out in the serenity prayer, please?
Yes. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the thing that I cannot change.
The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Thank you so much. We're going to go right into our closing prayer. Hubert, lead us out in Matthew 6:9, please.
Everyone bow their head. Yes, I'll be reading Matthew 6:9. This is how we are to pray. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us the wrong we have done, as we forgive those who wrong us. Send us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive the faults of others, then your heavenly Father forgive yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. That concludes our program for tonight. May God be with Tally tomorrow during his surgery. And I want to especially thank Ms. T and Ms. Gail for joining us. Please feel free to come back. I do apologize for the technical difficulty that we experienced tonight, but God is good. God is good.
All the time. Thank you, God.
Okay, and I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Background noise, guys, whoever got it. Okay, I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Help us to rely on you for all of our needs. In Jesus' name. Everyone have a blessed week and keep God first in all that you do. God bless America and other nations. Good night, everyone. Love you.
God bless you.
Have a blessed week. You too. Have a blessed week, everyone. Love you. But that's Okay, the Nellis Terms would like to leave you with this. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. Have a blessed week. Love you.